Talking to Tim Angel of the Coca-Cola Company. Tim, you're out of Atlanta. Coca-Cola, obviously a huge player in the citrus market. You've been a presenter here at the Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association annual meeting this week and talking about the Coca-Cola's decisions on what they're doing about this whole HLB and citrus screening thing. Let's start there. What you told these folks in the Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association, kind of in the short term, and the growers know this, they're feeling it's kind of bleak, but you sounds like y'all are making some heavy investments too and really bullish on the future in the long term for Florida citrus.
That's right, Gary. I think we have a very realistic outlook for citrus in Florida. We have to realize that we've seen significant decline. Actually, the year-over-year results in the last 4 years have been lower than some of the worst-case projections that were made in 2013 and before. Where we thought we might have a glide path down, you know, it's been more like a cliff in the last few years. But we are optimistic about the future. If you think about what we're hearing from U.S. Sugar, from Peace River, from Duda, from Cutrale, if you look at Brazil and what's happening there, there are a very aggressive and costly grove management practices that are successful. So we know that if we, let's call it baby the tree, we give it the nutrients it needs, we do the foliar sprays, we irrigate it as it's needed, we fertilize, we aggressively manage the psyllid, we can have those trees be successful. The one big change is in the future. You know, if we think of how we get through this valley that we're in, we do believe that the way citrus is grown in Florida has to change. We have to think of large plantings. You have to think of the concept of defending the border and protecting the interior. So we do see the need to change, but we believe those changes will be successful.
You know, we hear a lot about the investments in the research side, and and that's obviously coming out, and you're saying some of this is working, and we're seeing those results. So the investments in research is a great thing. But we haven't heard a whole lot about the private side, and you guys really, according to your talk today, have stepped up in a huge way, as well as the CRDF collections, the grower tax monies, the federal monies, the state monies. But there's a tremendous amount of investment from the private monies and your own labels, your Simply Orange and Minute Maid labels going into this, and you might discuss that a little bit because growers may not be as aware.
Yes, Gary. I mean, we fully appreciate the money that's coming from the grower tax, the money from the USDA, the money from the state of Florida. I mean, we're thrilled to see, you know, the government, the growers contribute to this research effort. But, you know, as the world's largest juice company, as the world's largest beverage company, we also feel a commitment to invest our resources into this. And over the past few years, Coca-Cola and our partner Cutrale have invested about $14 million. Now, some of that has been in support of the CRDF, but we also conduct our own research, both in disease management and flavor management, in the challenges of HLB.
You brought some interesting ideas going forward here to this group today, and I understand you'll be talking to some other groups, the RDF maybe in the future and others, with your presentation and discussion. But you've got some ideas about a consortium concept and maybe best management practices on the new plantings and speeding up new plantings. You might address that whole infrastructure situation.
Right, Gary. As we look at the current reality and we think about, you know, where we need to go in the future, one thing that's obvious to us is we need more trees in the ground. And just as we talked about, the way that we plant those has got to change. But we do need more trees in the ground. So how do we do that? How do we do that successfully? And we think this is a need for an industry coordinated effort, looking at the infrastructure, looking at the political politicians for their support and guidance. So we talked about abandoned acres, 132,000 acres of abandoned citrus and growing. What are we going to do about that? We talked about the tax incentives for growers to give them a faster return on the investment as they plant more trees. So these are the types of efforts that we need. But in addition to those, we also need this best management practice. How are we going to be successful? How do we get to large groves? What's the solution for small growers to get to the large scale that they need to be successful?
As a global player in the juice market, in the beverage market, like you say, what do you see Brazil's role in this whole fight? They've got the same problem. They've got the same risk. They've lost tremendous numbers of trees, going to lose some more too. But we're all in it together globally, it sounds like. And how do you see them playing into the Florida market? You know, another comment you made about the huge cost the growers are undertaking to keep these trees going, looking toward a better future, is also impacting demand as a result. So how do you see that Brazil factor coming into all this?
Right. Well, you know, if you look at Brazil, they're in a better situation than Florida. In Florida, you know, the estimate is 90% of the trees are infected. In Brazil, I think that number would be more around 12 to 14%. We know that Brazil has developed a series of horticultural practices that have been successful there. And we believe, like our strategic partners, Cutrale, as they come to Florida and as they implement those practices here, they will be successful in the ways that, we've talked about. So that's one way that Brazil will help in the state of Florida. Another way is, as you said, the supply in Florida has diminished. We're at 96 million boxes, maybe lower next year. It's not enough to supply the demand that we have. So we are going to rely on Brazil to make up some of the gap that we're seeing in Florida production, just as they've done in the past. You think of the freezes that we had in the 80s. What did we do? We brought in juice from Brazil, much the same way today. So we see them helping us with the horticultural practices and investing now in Florida and growing, you know, producing large groves, but also on the supply that we'll need to keep our brands flowing.
Well, something just dawns on me. It's almost like an irony. Years ago in Brazil, industry and citrus born out of research done in Florida for the most part in a great deal of ways and to create it, and now it's coming back the other way, and we're all in it together. It couldn't say it better, could you?
No, you can't. I think there's a real cooperation that's needed between Florida and Brazil. As you said, there's been a good relationship in the past, and we see that being successful and a good relationship in the future.
Dr. Tim Angel, Coca-Cola Company, what am I not asking that you think the growers need to hear from Coca-Cola right now?
Well, the one other thing that we're thinking about, Gary, I think you asked me, I just didn't answer it, is this concept of an industry consortium focused on engaging commercial companies. So, you know, the academics, the government has done a great job in producing new knowledge, IP, building our understanding of the disease, of the vector, of the trees, et cetera. Now we need commercial companies, right, that have experts, they have infrastructure, they have capabilities, they have know-how that we can bring to bear on this problem. They also have an economic incentive to find a solution and sell it into the market. So our idea is, can we engage with this community and find a way to make the economics work for them to provide more commercial solutions that we need to get to the future?
Do you think organizations like the one set up through the CRDF is the kind of group that could handle that kind of organization, or would it take a separate type of consortium, like you say?
We're in the early days of this, Gary. We really don't have it well defined. It's an idea. It's a thought. How do we engage more with commercial companies that can provide commercial products to the growers? So we're going to work those things out as we go through this.
Excellent. Appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.